This is Joanne Factor with Strategic Living, bringing you the second of many sound safety podcasts. Today is Sunday, October 1st, 2006. Strategic Living does personal safety and self-defense trainings in the Seattle and Puget Sound area. In these podcasts, I focus on stories, some great successes, a few with not-so-happy endings. But women sharing their stories encourages and empowers other women to take action. All stories are true, but some details may have been changed to preserve confidentiality. Sue Rohr, King County Sheriff, spoke at September's Women's Business Exchange Breakfast. She talked about courage and leadership. One of her stories from early in her career over 25 years ago, when there really weren't women on the police force, illustrated finding the will and resources within herself for doing what needed to be done. She'd only been on the force 3 weeks. The call came in about a drunk guy harassing customers outside a convenience store. Fresh from police training, she calmly approached the man. She began, quite reasonably, telling him that she'd rather not arrest him. Why didn't he let her take him to a detox center? In response, he socked her in the face. First stunned, then angry, her earlier training from growing up with six brothers kicked in. She grabbed his hair and pulled, and where the head goes, the body follows. He lost control of his balance as he was pulled towards her. Then, recalling her mother's advice when she was a teen, she drove her knee into his groin. The guy dropped. That had been the first time she'd used force. Until then, she wondered what would happen when faced with that threat. Would she cave? Would she panic? Would she do her job? She found that she could and did respond well. This event transformed her and her relationship with others in the sheriff's office. She had earned the respect of the other deputies, who said she could back them up any time. She had that self-confidence. And because of that self-confidence, she found the courage to move forward, to commit to actions that risked her personal safety. Later, she found the courage as a leader to commit others to action that could have risked their safety. She found the courage as leader to make right decisions, even if they weren't always pleasant or popular. Courage isn't lack of fear. Lack of fear is called stupidity. Courage is understanding your options and risks and moving forward. Sue Rohr's path towards discovering her courage was first, overcoming her fear of physical harm. Second, overcoming her fear of decision-making, and I'm sure many of us can relate to that. And most recently, as an elected official, the King County Sheriff, fear of embarrassment. Yes, embarrassment. Surveys have shown over and over again that more people are deeply afraid of being embarrassed than of being injured or even killed. And here's the lesson part. This is a trait that perpetrators look to exploit. Women who are more willing to risk embarrassment do better at staying safer. Learn the skills needed to develop your self-confidence and cultivate that into courage to take action. This is Joanne Factor with Strategic Living. If you'd like more information on our personal safety and self-defense classes in the Seattle and Puget Sound area, visit our website at strategicliving.org or phone 206-920-8882. Thank you. Have a safe day.